It's not about you. It's gonna happen without you. It's not about you. It's gonna happen without you. It's not about you. It's gonna happen without you. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's gonna happen without you. It's not about 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 you. It's Make a scene, start a new love. Rest up, boomers, good time call. Best years. I'm not sure what's worse, to live in them or watch them disappear. I sought comfort when I came here. You got stubborn, so I stayed around to watch the tension clear. We used to watch the cars pass by. We'd stay out late at night getting caught while we were getting high. Streetlights made us mellow. We would dance around the yellow. Now we dodge the LED. We start time on used to be. Sometimes I bike towards your folk street. Not cause I mean to, but the habit still weighs heavy on my feet. I follow cracks inside the concrete. I circle back in time to realize I prefer to be discreet. Something gloomy, but all the blockbusters closed. I didn't know I'd be missing those. I see your sister getting groceries. I watch our old friends lose control. I see your ex around, she's still filling holes that you left her with. You can't handle it. We used to watch the cars pass by. We used to watch the cars pass by.
I fight for this thing every day. Leave a tape in the VCR. Study the slang in this way. Freestyling so hard I could see the bars. If learning the words was cute, I needed a higher dose. My standards demanding studying, cramming, sleeping the line of notes. If I only like what they didn't, let them have the fantasy. I treated BDP like a religion. 100 guns, I'm a man on a mission. Don Quixote, my homies won't listen. Militant policy, fuck your position. If I ain't feeling it, I ain't bullshitting. I keep it real, but really, what is it? And I always stood for something. I just wish that I knew what it was. And if I could better explain it, I'll frame it and take out an ad on the bus. And I always stood for something. I just wish that I knew what for. And if I could better explain it, I'll frame it and hang it from every door. Yeah, I hang it on every door. I hung out in every spot. I toured every city and bedroom in Canada looking for someone I'm not. I waited on fortune and fame, made a bet on myself and snake eyes. Wasted away in retail, ducking emails, staying yay high. Doing more talking than rapping, dismissive and often capping. Boss, I'm about that action. Got busy but nothing was happening. Focused on all the distractions and bogus about my passion. Got lower and lower in standing. Well, fuck it, I go to the man with. And I always stood for something. I just wish that I knew what it was. And if I could better explain it, I frame it and take out an ad on the bus. And I always stood for something. I just wish that I knew what for. And if I could better explain it, I frame it and hang it from every door. Yeah. Drugs affecting my output in the club instead of the booth. But they don't know nothing about us and the voices that led me to you. Looking at life like an ink blot, knowing the music did stop. I took it for granted, hip hop. Back underground, so kick rocks. In love with the struggle and under the muzzle of thunder and bubbling big shot. The blunderbuss, baby face, big pop. I thought I had quit, but I did not. And I always stood for something. I just wish that I knew what it was. And if I could better explain it, I frame it and take out an ad on the bus. And I always stood for something. I just wish that I knew what for. And if I could better explain it, I frame it and hang it from every door. Yeah.
Welcome back to Ronnie's Rudimentary Reviews, where I review things. Welcome back to Ronnie's Radical Reviews, and Happy Halloween. Well, it's technically November 1st now, but I'm recording this on Halloween, so I might as well review all the Halloween things. I saw many Halloween costumes, and there were some really creative ones. I went to a Halloween contest thing at my school. I entered last year as the Walrus, famous Spider-Man villain, and I got third place, and it was a pretty epic costume, I have to say so. This year, I've decided it is Wizardween, so I'm dressed as three different wizards that I'll change into throughout the day. I've got Gandalf, the Forest Wizard from Adventure Time, and the Shopkeep from Free Apple by Worthy Kids. I'd rate my own costumes probably a solid 10 out of 10, but I'm slightly biased because me and my dad made them all. Anyways, like I said, at the contest there were some really epic costumes. There was someone dressed as a jellyfish, and it was a whole fit with a base on the top of their head with draping tentacles attached to it. The costume itself was really great, but the movements really sold it. They had some amazing jellyfish dance moves, and they deservedly won the whole contest. I would easily give their costume a 10 out of 10. Another great costume was someone who dressed as the Kiss painting, painted onto their dress, and that one I thought was really creative, really well done, accurate. Probably a 9 out of 10 for the Kiss costume. Another fairly creative costume was a teacher who dressed in a black outfit and a record split in half tied to a big necklace, and they just kept repeating sentences, and the concept was that, you know, they were a broken record. I like the creativity, but nothing too flashy or interesting about the outfit itself, but I would give the broken record a solid 7 out of 10. Yeah, I would give the broken record a solid 7 out of 10. There were some group and duo costumes. There was a group of mates dressed up as inmates. Not the most original or interesting costume, but it was charming. Probably a 6 out of 10. There was The Simpsons, Bart, Homer, and Lisa. It was pretty fun and well-crafted, probably deserving of an 8 out of 10. Those were all the important costumes I saw. There was also, like, Minecraft Steve, Heisenberg. I didn't see any Chapel Roans, which I was surprised about. But those were all the interesting ones from the contest. Also at school, my art teacher played a very weird movie. It was a Czech movie with mixed live action and stop motion based on Alice in Wonderland called Alice by Jan Svankmajer, something like that. We haven't finished it yet. There's about 30 minutes left, but I will definitely finish it at home at some point. So far, there's lots of weird off-kilter scenes and ideas involving weird bone creatures and sock monsters. It's really neat so far. I haven't actually seen any other versions of Alice in Wonderland, so I have no idea how much of it, if any, is accurate. But I'm sure there's no way the Disney version will live up to this strange, creepy work of art. So far, I'm feeling the vibe and feeling of this movie were in a 7, 8, or 9 out of 10. Not sure, haven't finished it yet, but maybe I'll update next week. I also had some candy. Someone gave me a mango cookie from Japan. It was interesting. The mango flavor doesn't mix perfectly with the type of sweet offered from a cookie, but the flavor was interesting, and I definitely have a second one. I give whatever that cookie was called, I don't know the brand, I'd give it a 6 out of 10. I've never really had a cookie like that. The only thing close was I had a lavender cookie in Minneapolis, and that was really interesting. I want to try and buy that again. A classic candy that I have had some of is Reese's Pieces, which is the best Halloween candy, undoubtedly. The chocolate and peanut butter mixture is perfectly crafted to hypnotize children, and with a nice shell coating and truly iconic and well-put-together color schemes, it's easily a 10 out of 10.
Big pieces, little pieces, masterpieces, Reese's Pieces, head pieces, neck pieces, hair pieces, Reese's Pieces, eye pieces, nose pieces,
five pieces,
Reese's Pieces,
three pieces, two pieces, one piece, Reese's Pieces.
I've also had a Jolly Rancher gummy thing, and it was pretty good. Just a standard gummy texture with the Jolly Rancher flavor. Maybe a 6 out of 10. Can't go wrong with that flavor, but it's not as good as the hard candy. Besides all that Halloween shenanigans, I do have some more cool recommendations for next year's Halloween. If you want to indulge in some movies and music. Some great Halloween movies are, of course, Halloween, but really Halloween 3 is the best in the whole series. Definitely my favorite Halloween movie. The plot is extremely goofy with this Irish toy company in this weird broken-down town selling these masks to children to try to get them to watch their TV so that their, like, head explodes and lasers and bugs come out of their head. And it's really wacky, and the execution is really what sells it. It's incredible. The Carpenter score and Dean Cundey cinematography creates a perfect atmosphere and a strong sense of impending doom. Add on to that some actual interesting commentary about how kids are consuming TV and how it's pretty unhealthy. Some interesting stuff, but really great music and really great cinematography. It's a great movie, one of my favorite movies of all time. Killer Clowns from Outer Space is another great Halloween movie, and another one of my favorite movies. Alien is a classic. Some newer great horror movies are Long Legs, just came out this year. Nope from Jordan Peele. Fresh, which was from, I think, last year. Great cannibal movie. A contender with Bones and All for best cannibal movie. and Late Night with the Devil, which just came out this year as well. Great Halloween music would be the Gravediggers album that I talked about last time. And there's plenty of great Halloween songs, but that's the one I've been listening to lately. Next week, you can look forward to a Chromacopia review, the new Tyler album. I listened to it minute one, and not to spoil my review, but I did quite enjoy it. Anyway, that's all I have for you today. Happy Halloween for you listeners in the past or you listeners a year in the future. And that's it for Ronnie's Rotary Reviews.
Living in the mess I made. So long I held her gaze, living in a feeling, babe.
inferno. It's leaving a burn hole while I'm keeping a thermal. While winter was outside, inside it seems tropic. I've expanded my vocabulary on every topic. And if I'm not your favorite, I know I'm nearing the top pick. Not here for profit though, I'm merely profit. Fearing I'm being unoptimized. I'm just getting so tired of industry so monopolized. While the artist gets offered the awful lies. Death staring with the softest eyes. But I'm influenced by your vibe. I've been dealing with my demons and some new ones have arrived. But that's the reason why we write, right? Otherwise, I don't know if we'd survive. Now inhale. You know me well. Beats, rhymes, storytell. Now inhale. You know me well. Beats, rhymes, storytell. Now inhale. You know me well. Beats, rhymes, storytell. Now exhale. Don't worry, we'll all prevail. Sometimes I'm thinking I know, but then I get hit with I don't. I gotta chill, reflecting all these things that I wrote. Yes, thank you, I know, I just forget how to cope. Gotta sit still and remember to hope. Huh, that's true, excellent point of view. And whatever you're going through, I'll be going too. Cause that's what team's for, dream's for. Give a little bit of love, everybody needs more. But don't hide it or put it all behind you. If something gets a little tough, you should be excited. We're probably about to learn something deep inside you. That's what I've heard and I keep as a reminder. Now stay free when we get locked down. Learn to persevere when we get knocked down. I hope this lifts you up whenever we drop sounds. It makes you feel good from the top down. When I'm with you, it's bringing me heal vibes. Makes me level up and be better in real life. You see, this music that we're making, it's dope, you realize. And when we come together, I feel like. Now inhale. You know me well. Beats, rhymes, storytell. Now inhale. You know me well. Beats, rhymes, storytell. Now inhale. You know me well. Beats, rhymes, storytell. Now exhale. Don't worry, we'll all prevail. Now inhale. You know me well. Beats, rhymes, storytell. Now inhale. You know me well. Beats, rhymes, storytell. Now inhale. You know me well. Beats, rhymes, storytell. Now exhale. Don't worry, we'll all prevail.
Your friends on the radio, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
On Thursday, November the 14th, Make Poverty History Manitoba is having its fundraising concert at the West End Cultural Centre. Hosted by CBC radio host Faith Fundle and features Andrina Turen and Greg McPherson. Doors at 7, show at 8 p.m. Tickets are $25. Tickets at www.wecc.ca. That's the Make Poverty History Fundraising Concert, Thursday, November the 14th at the West End Cultural Centre.